than we're from.
I'm not arguing the merits of the project. I'm just talking about the use of the debt retirement fund. Senator Donner?
Yeah, that's what I was curious about. I understand maybe if there was some maintenance issue. What's the argument for linking the debt service, I mean the debt retirement fund, to this particular increment?
It's available money. There is no connection between the debt retirement fund and the GIS.
Okay.
Second.
The geographic status, land status geographic information system, we did see the governor's original request was 350, we put 200 in the capital budget, and this is 100. Is that the same project?
Yes.
Okay, so at least we've seen this one before.
Yes.
And the next one?
The next one is section 26, is the office of the governor. Basically, this is trying to restore the governor's base in his executive office operations for FY97 for $400,000 from carry forward funds.
And Nancy's pretty good, actually.
Was this the
Senator Phillips?
Was this the original request in the
I don't know.
Governor's budget?
It's restoring the monies that were cut from the in conference committee, yes.
Wait a minute. No.
Was it? Okay, what was the request for the office of the governor by the governor in January? What was the total dollar amount?
Total dollar amount? I don't think that I have it here, but I believe that in conference committee it was reduced $437,700. So this adds $400,000 back of the
That was reduced from his original request.
Yes.
That's what I was getting at. Okay. So you're restoring the reduction.
That's right.
Made by the legislature.
In the special session.
Now, you know, we made this reduction based upon our knowledge that the governor had a carry forward of $1.4 million. So what we did in our budget was allow the governor $1 million over his budget request. And that's why we felt that it was generous to give him the amount that we did, because it's really a million more than he had requested.
This, Mr. Chairman, basically what this does is it just says that of that amount of carry forward, $400,000 would go into the base of the governor's budget for calculations for the future years. There's a concern that with the discussion of the governor's base versus the governor's carry forward, that $400,000 will get lost. And so it's just making sure that his base numbers include that $400,000. It comes from the carry forward.
It's confusing.
Yes,
that's
it
for
is.
Sure. And that's why we've tried to stop it in the legislature's budget, and we have finally, after several years, stopped it. I'd like to see us stop it in every area, although actually we're getting more and more into this. We're seeing budget requests come through to spend the unobligated balance, and so it's distorting our budget. And I'm glad that the governor didn't spend all the money that was appropriate to his office. I appreciate that. And I'm not criticizing that. I'm uncomfortable with the carry forward aspect, because nobody really knows how much is budgeted for a year and how much is expended for a year, and it distorts the budget process. So I continue my concern or my about that. I guess we'll have to wait for a future year to complete it. But
just a general question. Were you the chair for the subcommittee dealing with the governor's and the legislature's?
Yes.
Budget? Okay. I'm going to do some comparison between how much was cut for the legislature's budget as compared to the governor's percentage-wise from this fiscal year versus last fiscal year.
We cut a million in each of the legislature's budget and the governor's budget. And in conference committee, I'm not sure what we actually came out with, a greater percentage from the governor's office than the legislature's. And that was based upon our expectation that the governor and the expressed request that we allow the governor to carry forward that $1.4 million. So really, the governor will have $400,000 more this year than he had in the current year, because we cut $1 million from his request, but we let him carry forward 1.4. It's a process that I'd like to discontinue, but until we get agreement between the legislature and the governor to discontinue that practice, it remains. Senator Rieger?
Just a question. What will the governor spend this $400,000 on if he gets it?
This is for general executive operations, so it's for the running of the governor's office, the staff, basically.
Have lunch at the mansion here with this?
Staff?
The majority of the governor's executive operations, I believe, is personnel services costs. So, but it's basically the operation of the governor's office itself.
What was the personal services headcount between FY96 and FY97 as the operating budget passed?
The number of positions?
Yeah, number of positions.
Yeah.
Maybe we could use it to pay for the special session.
Okay, we better keep going. I hear the bell is ringing. Section 27.
Section 27 is similar to a piece of, or a section that you did pass in, I'm not sure, I think it was probably SB 136. This changes the language slightly in that it adds the words at the end of, or on line 11, to meet its duties under the Federal Telecommunications Act of 1996. This would allow, and also makes those funds capital, so that it can be, they can use those funds to implement the Federal Telecommunications Act. What that does is, the need to make those capital funds is that it doesn't affect the regulatory cost charges and the adjustments to those.
Okay. Senator Sharp.
I think the way that the law was written to allow APUC to charge a regulatory charge so they could be self-sufficient, charge a regulatory charge against the utilities that are regulated, it says that any unspent amount shall be used to reduce the following year's regulatory cost charges. So, and that's why the roll forward is usually allowed, but this, adding this one line would not allow that to be used to reduce it. It would earmark it for this specific project, correct?
Yeah, right, it would be used for this specific purpose.
Well, was this in the original budget?
We had, as I said, the section is in one of the bills that has already passed. It's just amending it with that language.
Yeah, but I think the rollover would allow them to reduce the, since it wasn't earmarked in the rollover, I think that allows them to reduce the regulatory charge for the following year.
Right.
But this would earmark it for a project, and that would not happen. And I want to know if this... was this project budgeted in APUC's budget, or as they had they presented it? Because I don't recall seeing an item like this in the Department of Commerce and Economic Development.
It wasn't formally requested. We knew that we had a need to deal with the implementation of this program. We had provided some information to the co-chair's office on it, and we were unsure as how we were going to proceed with it, whether we would go possibly go to LBNA for additional program receipt authority, or what mechanism. We weren't sure. We had decided at the last that we would attempt to use some of this money for that implementation, and we may need to go to LBNA for additional receipt authority also.
So, my final shot.
Mr. Chairman.
The problem with this is that regulatory charge is levied against all kinds of utilities. So electric utilities, gas utilities, everybody paid into it, and that resulting in what was left over. Now they're going to earmark it just for telephone. I don't think that's the way to go.
Okay. Other questions on that section? Okay, thank you. Section 28
deals with the lap state failure on HB 4, or not lap state, effective date failure on HB 412. Basically, this is saying that notwithstanding that vote, that that effective date is July 1st, 1996 for that bill.
Okay, questions? Senator Rieger.
So that is an effective date clause in its own? I mean, is that a two-thirds vote section?
Pardon?
What is the effective date of Section 28? Maybe I can find it back here.
The effective date of that?
See, I look at Section 33 of the bill. It says Sections 1, 3, 7, and 29 take effect immediately. So Section 28, not taking effect immediately, if this bill had an ordinary 90-day effective date.
I believe it's under Section 31, Sections 2 and 8 through 37.
Okay, so you still need... This is a substitute effective date clause, a second chance to vote on the effective date.
Yes, it would require a two-thirds vote.
Okay. Other questions? Next.
Section 29 deals with the disparity issue and foundation formula program that I believe you saw this before in our original supplemental. Because SB 244 didn't make it through the whole process to take care of that disparity issue, we've once again come forward with this supplemental request, realignment of funds, to make a temporary fix.
Now, would this just be a temporary fix for 96, or
that's correct.
Not for 97?
Right.
Karen, can you join us at the table?
Mr. Chair, Karen Rayfield with the Department of Education.
Thank you. Has the Department of Education or the Commissioner or yourself or anybody asked the Governor to put this issue on an amended call of the special session?
Mr. Chairman, we did have quite a bit of a discussion about the issue of 244 and whether or not that would be included in the proclamation. I believe it was the Governor's decision to try to limit the items that would be before you during this special session, and that's the reason why it didn't get it included on an amended proclamation.
Did you request that it be put on a call?
Well, we certainly discussed it a great deal, whether or not that would be the appropriate thing to do, and we are very concerned about the potential for FY97. As you know, the conference committee...
This wouldn't fix 97, but
no,
244 would fix 97, right?
That's correct, Mr. Chairman. Our concern was the conference committee action on the foundation formula funding for FY97, I believe, was based on the assumption that 244 would pass.
That's right. And so basically, if we don't pass 244, we will have a short-funded...
That's correct. We would likely be before you next year.
So I'm surprised that you haven't made a recommendation to the Governor to put it on the call.
Mr. Chairman, with the FY96 supplemental that's before you in this bill passes, that would correct the disparity for FY96. In FY97, absent a bill like 244, we would be before you with potentially supplemental funding for the foundation program and also for a disparity fix.
Senator Sharp.
Didn't 244 somehow net out to only about $240,000 cost?
It netted out to, forgot what it was for 96. It wasn't it 20,000 for 90? No. 20,000 in the future. What was it, Karen?
311.7 for FY96, and then the 20,000 for FY96.
So the Governor's approach is is going to cost the general fund an additional, what, $2 million?
No, Mr. Chairman, this proposal before you would use some of our anticipated lapse in FY96 for the named recipient grant, so the $1.2 million in
the... No, you misunderstood my question.
Oh, sorry.
The governor's approach spends more because in 244, we had almost a net zero in 96 and 97. The governor's approach is asking us to spend additional money. Is it not?
Mr. Chairman, perhaps I don't understand the question. The FY96 supplemental before you is basically net zero from utilizing money in the current year that would lapse.
Well, that money is already in the general fund or in the public school fund. And our approach, based upon your recommendation for 97, we just took your 97 approach and applied it to 96 to make it an almost net savings in 96, saving the state about $1 million, as I recall.
Yes,
the governor's approach here will spend an additional $1 million, if I'm not over and above the 244 approach, if I'm not mistaken.
I understand what you're saying, Mr. Chairman. That would be correct.
That is correct. Okay, thank you. Senator Phillips.
On this page 12, line 6, the pupil or public pupil transportation, I believe this is the figure we funded, right?
Say again.
This is the figure we funded, right? The $32 million?
That's
for or is this the governor's recommendation?
That's the FY96 appropriation that we're reducing the foundation program for, so that's just part of that.
Well, I understand.
It's part of that language. So what they're proposing is to increase expenditures by over $1 million.
But Mr. Chairman, what I'm really getting at is the governor, when he introduced his budget, had about $3 million cut here. Does that represent still the position of the administration, the $3 million cut here?
It doesn't have any effect on...
This is the 96 appropriation.
Okay, that's it. 44 for FY90.
Okay.
Okay, section 30 takes care of lapse date, effective dates on SB 136 that failed. This because of the different sections that had various effective dates, it's a little more complicated to put together than for HB 412, but this basically does the same thing as provides the effective date for that bill.
Okay. How about the budget reserve three-quarter vote? Is there a provision in this bill for that?
Budget reserve. Oh, you're talking
about right
section 2?
Yeah, that's right. It's right up front. Okay. Forgot about that.
Yeah. That was section 2.
Okay. Okay. So, anybody got any questions on the... We'll have our staff kind of check over that, all the effective date sections to make sure they're... that we understand them accurately. Senator Phillips?
Chairman, I'm curious on page 13, section 33 and 4. Are these federal funds? Most all of the federal funds, state funds.
33 and 34.
No. Page 13, lines 11 through 16, or paragraph 3 or 4.
Those are.
I want to find out if there's any state general fund dollars involved with that.
I believe that the monies that were appropriated for military and veterans affairs for FY97, oh, these are retroactive.
Well, if you don't know, could you...
No, I'm not sure.
Okay.
I think so.
Just get back to me.
You just
want
to know what the fund sources
yeah.
of those two are?
Yeah.
That's fine, yeah.
I just want to find out if it's federal or state general fund dollars.
I believe it probably has some state funds, but I will check on that for you.
Are there other questions? Okay, let me recap a little bit now. We have $52 million in total funds. We have $30 million in general funds. We have $6.5 million that we've never seen before. And that, I think, compares to the night before adjournment, or night of adjournment, we had a position from the administration that they could get by with $5 million in capital, $5 million in operating, which, of course, neither of those we accepted. And then at issue were the contracts for $7.3 in general funds and a total of over $10 million generally.
Mr. Chairman, yes, it's my understanding that what we've presented here for you was going back a few steps and where the starting point in your discussions.
Well, that gets to my question. I mean, are you folks, and is the governor serious about this request, or are we supposed to take this seriously, or are we supposed to start where we left off?
I don't think that he expects you to back up. I think he wants you to go ahead and pick up from where you were at a couple of nights ago.
So we're not supposed to take this budget seriously?
Well, these are all of the items that were under discussion. And so that's what we wanted to present here.
My question just is, are we supposed to take these items seriously, or are we supposed to, you know, just go back to where we were?
Well, I'd hope that all of this would be part of your discussions, but I'm not part of that myself, so.
Senator Rieger?
Mr. Chairman, just curious, in the discussions being referred to a couple of nights ago, was those with the governor or
No, we were not working with the governor. We were working with the governor's people, chief of staff and budget director. And
was he there in the last 3 hours?
No. I don't know. I mean, he wasn't in the room I was in, but we probably don't need to delve into that too much. But Senator Sharp?
Yeah, we haven't got to Section 35 and 36 yet, but what concerns me is one of the budgets I had a subcommittee on, Department of Fish and Game. Am I reading this right? They're asking for another $2.6 million more for the Department of Fish and Game. In the budget? On page 15, are those new items, an addition to what we've already passed?
Nancy?
Yes, these are all additional items to what you've passed. Basically, it's looking at those specific areas and identifying the amounts that were reduced from in conference committee.
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Sharp?
You know, if we stay here another 10 or 12 days at $50 million a day, you and I might find something in our district that'll do us some good, because it'll be up to $1 billion by then. I mean, I can't believe it. This is just about an insult to keep us here for special session for this kind of crap, and we've already went through months and months of budget work. It's an insult as far as I'm concerned.
Sure is.
Other questions or comments? If not, Senator Rieger?
Sure. Is your plan not to go through the rest? I mean, I think I understand the general gist of it.
Okay. Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
Actually, I don't think we need to go line by line. I've got questions on a couple of points, but I think
we should. Let's go ahead. I've just been informed that the Senate has adjourned for the evening until tomorrow at 10:30, so we do have time to go through Section 35.
As I said, Section 35 is basically identifying those areas that, like discussed, where the conference committee reduced the amounts, where we feel that the discussion needs to continue. Section 36 is the fiscal notes.
Just a second now.
Sorry.
Are you just going to qualitatively describe all of Section 35 without going?
That's basically how those numbers were developed.
Why don't we just go through them by department? We have Department of Administration, Public Defender, $230,000. Centralized Administrative Services, $600,000. I think some of our subcommittee chairs will recognize these numbers. Leases for 107. got $100,000 in Department of Commerce. We have Alaska Legal Services for $150,000 and Administrative Services for $60,000 and Community Regional Affairs. Corrections, $1.4 million in corrections, plus $250,000 in community corrections.
The Fort Richardson Correctional Facility is added here, which corresponds with the amount that's in the capital budget.
Say again now?
The $470,000 for Fort Richardson Correctional Facility corresponds to money in this capital.
Was that in the governor's original capital budget, the Fort Rich?
Fort Richardson was in our original capital request, okay. Yes.
Senator Donnelly.
Mr. Chairman, I remember I made an amendment to put that back into the budget, but it failed. Did it make it some in conference committee or someplace else? Or is this a proposal to...
So this is the governor's bill still. This is more.
This is it.
And it's both an operating and a capital.
Oh, yeah.
Then.
Yeah.
So there must appear here both. Then, right?
It's capital, operating, supplemental, and reappropriations all in one.
And legislation.
Okay.
Senator Frank, excuse me if I might. I'm sorry that I wasn't able to be here earlier in the hearing, but as you know, I was attending another meeting. I do understand that there has been some concern expressed about why what is on this list includes some items that some people believe had already been negotiated, if you will. And I just want to clarify that what is in this bill represents those items that were addressed by the administration as our concerns with the operating budget that was closed out in Finance Committee, as well as concerns that we had with areas in the fiscal notes that had not been fully funded in some very critical areas like joyriding, domestic violence, welfare reform, as well as the capital items that were still under discussion between the administration and the majority and the minority of items of concern. So they are not new in the sense that they're new. They're things that people have heard about before. There are some items where I do understand that not everybody in the Finance Committee was aware of discussions going on, but they're not things that were just simply sprung on the committee. So we did let both Senate President Pierce and House Speaker Phillips know that the bill that we would be submitting did include our list of concerns at that time of the conference closeout and so forth, and that we were certainly willing to continue to discuss with the legislature getting to some resolution that would be a lower dollar amount than that total. But we felt it was appropriate to put something on the table at this stage that reflected our concerns at the conference committee.
Well, does the governor want to spend another $50 million? Maybe that's a different way of asking the question.
Well,
and I asked earlier if you were serious about this document, this bill you've introduced. And I do mean the question seriously.
As you know, $50 million is not the general fund total. That includes federal funds, international airport funds, and so forth. And yes, we do think that these are all items that should be discussed and considered. They are items that we were in the process of trying to come to a resolution on, and I think we had gotten quite close before the gavel rang down or slammed down, whatever the expression is. But they are not frivolous items on this.
No, I didn't
list.
Say they were frivolous. I'm sure that you know they were in. Most of them were in your original budget.
Right, but I also want to clarify: it does not bring this up to the governor's original amended budget. We have already made additional reductions beyond our budget that we're not. You have made reductions that we are not contesting, and that we're saying, yes, we will go ahead and take those. What we've done throughout this whole legislative process is whittle down the area of disagreement between the legislature and the administration about what's necessary for operating budget and for the capital budget. So I think we're still making progress. We certainly are trying to continue to have good conversations between the minority, majority, the administration, to see where we can end up that will be workable for everyone.
Okay, are there other questions? Senator Halford?
The Power Project Fund is one of those used to fund the Section 18, the Bethel Seawall. That was a question of source. Did somebody ask what the other uses of that were going to be?
Yeah, we went through that.
Great.
About 20 minutes.
I was at the same meeting as she was at, so I did not. Supposed to get back with us on that.
Okay, other questions? If not, thank you very much. We'll see you soon.